So 26 miles, that's difficult for anyone to do, and people have to train for it. But you've got a bigger challenge than that. You've just said you're dribbling a football, which I can't even really do for a few metres ahead of me. You're doing it for 26 miles.
Well, I can't really dribble the football either. It's more like running with the ball. And obviously trying to keep it under control is the first and foremost. I'm getting better, and I'm sure I'll be much better after 26 miles. Hopefully I'm not too tired at the end yet.
And what possessed you to commit to this? Because obviously you were saying it's great to run for charity, and that's what a lot of people do at the London Marathon. But what about this idea of giving yourself such a difficult challenge? How did that come about?
Initially, when I went to the Guinness World Records, thinking about a challenge to do while I'm there, it's novelty, for raising the funds for charity. I saw the Guinness World Record and it was 5 hours 10, and I thought that I could comfortably manage that. So it was a case of obviously picking something I could do. But then the record came back saying it was now 3 hours and 29 minutes and 55 seconds, so it's a bit more tough of a challenge. It's an attempt, as I say, it's to help raise money for charity. I think I can do it, but I might be up against it because of the crowds.
I'm not sure you can practice for something like this, but have you done anything to try and get yourself used to the challenge ahead?
Well, obviously, once I submitted my application and it came back, I thought I better do some training for this. And, in the quite late evening-ish, I would go along the Great Glen, and it was obviously kind of rough ground, and then I managed to get onto the road and along the Breek, and was getting up quite a good pace there. I've been on the canal a few times, and obviously there's been a few people there see me. I've been picking the ball up and I've run past dogs and stuff like that, and carry on. But I'm getting used to it now, and it's not too bad, but I have put some training in.
What do you imagine will happen on the day? Because I have visions of this ball in front of you and all these people running and perhaps accidentally kicking the ball and then having to spend much of the marathon actually chasing the ball or trying to find it.
Yeah, I've been kind of ribbed by some of my friends, etc., saying that some people might actually kick it away and it'll end up in the Thames. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think people are quite considerate. And as I say, I've got a sign on my back, etc., trying to say, give me some wee bit more space and thank you, etc., for that. I will be trying my best to make sure that no one gets the ball under their feet and stuff like that. So I will be keeping close control. And I should be OK, and I don't think anybody will really kick the ball away. It might happen, but we'll deal with that.